Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your host, Robin Kelvin. And if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Thank you guys for tuning in. Kelvin, what's going on, buddy?
A lot is going on, man. I'm happy to be here. It's exciting. You know, I'm happy to talk gaming with you. I don't think I mentioned this to you. I might have like maybe brushed on it a little bit, but so Alyris is going to Denmark tomorrow night. Did I mention that to you? Yeah. So I'm going to have the house to myself for 5 days. Granted, I'll have the
really,
kids.
The kids. But, exactly.
But at night, oh, it's going on. It's
once they're in bed, it's once over. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. So I am going to invest in putting in as much hours as I can into gaming. So I'm excited for that. I'm going to miss her, but she's going to have a fun time over there.
It's only
I'm
going to
have a fun
only,
time over
it's
here.
Less than a week. So, yeah. It's only a week. And so she found a flight like straight from Denmark to from Connecticut.
No, I think there's like two flights that she has to take, but I
but
really
she's
know.
Leaving from Connecticut, right? She's leaving.
Correct.
From CT.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's nice. That's cool though. I definitely want to ask her like how it was, like how's Denmark, because that's a cool country.
Yeah. First time out of the country like that. Like we've been out of the country, but to like Europe or anything like that, you know?
Right, right. She's going to love it, man. She's going to be great. And you're going to love it because you're going to have some gaming time. So.
Oh my God. I was thinking, like, should I put the PS5 in my room and just... I was just thinking about so many things. Like,
nah, you'll just fall asleep. You guys fall asleep, honestly. You'll just fall asleep. Put it upstairs, but just like maybe make the kids not touch it somehow.
In the living room, you know, when the kids are sleeping, just like lay down. Oh, man.
Hook it up. Yeah, it'd be quick, you know, and then take it out. Just make sure you put it on turn off mode, not sleep mode, because it gets so angry when you disconnect that thing when it's in sleep mode. It does not like that, or rest mode, or we call it.
I don't think I would do that. Why would you unplug it while it's in rest mode?
Happens by accident. Like if you're moving it away from somewhere, you can unplug it, then it, you know, it happens. But or if you have a power surge, it'll get mad.
Hate those. Yeah, it'll beep, 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 beep. Every time we try to turn
like,
it back on.
Yeah, it gets so mad at you. It's like, why did you turn me on, bro? Did you know that I could corrupt your data? Yeah,
now you gotta
don't
turn
do
on
that.
Controller. Like, why? Why do I have to turn it on too? Like, what the hell? Like, it gets mad. You're right.
You know, we do have some PlayStation hardware news, which is kind of funny that we're talking about that. But guys, we'll be at PAX Friday, which will be not this Friday, next Friday.
No, I was gonna say, like, wait, so, what?
No. We'll be there. So
I fucked up. I can't go.
I'm excited that we're gonna be going, and we're doing the whole weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're gonna meet up a lot of peeps, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. I'm assuming you're still playing Final Fantasy, right? So I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Still going strong. I didn't play yesterday, though. But, yeah.
I have a date after the podcast with this thing.
Ooh.
And remote play. And I'm just going to play it just like... I'm just going to play it in bed. I'm just going to put it on my little chest.
How long are you going to last?
All right. That's my issue. I'll text you when I, like... I'm falling asleep. I'm gonna be like, I can't do it, or like this is how long I lasted. But
okay.
I'm exhausted. But I'm definitely gonna do it. Try it in bed and see what happens.
Okay.
Let's get into the gaming news with the Gaming Duo report. Are they called the Gaming Duo? No, the Daily Duo, right? The Daily Duo report.
I'm sorry.
The Daily Duo.
That's I was trying to do a Yoshi, you know, but that was really good. That was really fucking good, dude.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Appreciate that. First thing on the Daily Duo report, Summer Game Fest. Well, date has been announced. The event is going to take place June 7th in Los Angeles. And fans can sign up at summergamefest.com for updates on the show and how to attend in person. So, Summer Game Fest, it's a staple now. kind of has replaced E3 in a sense, right? In a sense. It's not the same thing.
But yeah, for the most part.
It's something to look forward to in the summer, right? So a few days of celebration of gaming. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you're looking forward to that would possibly get announced in the Summer Game Fest or no? Because I do have some decent sized reveals there.
Yeah. I don't know what I would expect. They do have some decent showcases, right? Like, so last year, Summer Game Fest 2023 revealed Mortal Kombat 1, Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man.
Release date.
Ah, release date. Thank you.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So there was a lot of, you know, announcements there, which was pretty cool. What can we expect for this year? That's tough, man. I mean, there's just so many things that we can kind of speculate. Do you think anything Nintendo related? Do you think Switch 2 might be hinted or shown or mentioned or anything like that? No.
No, Nintendo doesn't really like to play nice with others when it comes to like these big announcements. They kind of do their own thing. So I'd imagine they're going to do their own direct to show it off.
Right.
So I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we'll get some Metal Gear Solid Delta stuff.
Oh, I like that.
I would like to see some more Capcom stuff. I know Dragon's Dogma 2 is going to be out by then, but
yep.
Maybe some updates on what else they're working on. Because at that point, I think Stellar Blades are already going to be out from April. Like a lot of the big games that we're looking forward to are going to be coming out. So I feel like Q4, Q3 is kind of a mystery right now in gaming for this year. I feel like we don't know a lot what's coming out at the end of the year, right? Do you?
We don't know. Yeah. That's the big thing right now. It's hard to really speculate because I really have no idea what's going to be announced or shown. I know there were some rumors about like God of War remakes here and there. I can probably see that happening or being announced or something regarding that. There was a game, I think, made by Devolver Digital that I'm really interested in. It's like an indie game. It's a Plucky Choir or something. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Plucky Squire. Plucky Squire. I think that's what it's called, actually. Yeah, Plucky Squire. The Plucky Squire. That game, when does that come out? Because that looks really cool. It says 2024. So nothing tangible at the moment, but maybe they can, you know, have a release date for that game or something like that, because I'm really interested in seeing how that game looks and how it goes. So that would be cool to see there. A couple games, man. I think he'll nail it with the games announcements and what they can show there. But it's only we can only tell. There's only so much we can tell. Like, we're not sure exactly, you know.
Right, exactly. So only time will tell what's going to be shown at Summer Game Fest. Let's move on to something I'm actually very frustrated with, and maybe I just suck, but this is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is possibly getting a Queen's Blood expansion. Speaking with Red Bull, the director of Final Fantasy, cited extremely positive fan feedback on the in-universe card game. Quotes, so far the media who played it has provided very positive feedback on it, so we want to consider future expansions as a possibility. Going to explain to you guys what Queen's Blood is, in case you don't know. It is a card game where players can place cards in three different lanes on a physical board. Each card has a number of associated with it. Adding these numbers together gives the player their score. The goal is to have the highest lane score in two out of the three lanes. Many cards also have special effects, which can impact the score of the cards or board itself. So in a sense, it is like a very sophisticated version of tic-tac-toe. That's how I kind of like see it, with like cool effects and cards and monsters. And it is such a good game.
Now, what do you think they mean when they say they're going to expand on this potentially? Like, are they just going to have DLC that revolves around Queen's Blood and you can just play a bunch of Queen Blood, you know, matches in the game? Or is this going to be a little bit more involved, more expanded?
I don't know, actually. That's a good way. I mean, you would think that you would like to, They kind of want to keep people in Final Fantasy Rebirth, but also if they could make it into its own standalone game where you could like have it on your phone, that would be really cool too. We just need to know.
On your phone?
On your phone. Oh, it's like a Queen's
like
Blood
Marvel
app.
Snap? Oh my
yeah.
God.
Because it's a very simple game. It's simple, but super complicated at the same time, right? It's only 15 cards in your deck. You open the packs and there you already get the cards in the packs. It's not like a random, like an RNG system where like you don't know what you're going to get. So I'm kind of stuck because I'm playing against the people and it's hard. They like beat, like after you leave the first area, they start like beating your ass. It's crazy. Oh,
yeah. I got my ass handed a few times, you know.
But do you have a favorite card that you're using or no?
If I do, I don't remember their names, honestly. No, I don't think I have a favorite card at the moment. Whatever sticks, I think the, it's probably silly, but the wolf, I don't know the name of it.
The main wolf, the yeah. One with like 2 points.
Yeah. Cause it's a easy card to always put down and it's versatile. It gives you a lot of,
spaces,
a lot of, like, spaces to navigate to. So, it's always a go-to for me.
I don't understand the game in a sense where like when the opponent puts their card down and allows them to get like a space or like a chess piece or they can put the area, how do I know I'll put mine down and then I'll have the little area there, right, for me to put my card down. But then they will also go next and then they completely remove that place from me and then they put theirs instead and then I can't. I'm like, how do I take it back? Like, I don't know. I have to have a special card.
Yeah, it's some. I've done it before where I've taken my spot back, but you need the space to do it. So they can easily get you by waiting for you to put your card in, and then they'll just gobble that space up by adding, like, putting in another card that's much higher number than yours. And now you can't take that space back because it's already completely gone. Like, you have nowhere else to go. So that place is definitely like theirs, basically. That lane is basically theirs. So you kind of have to wait to, and sometimes I would honestly like skip my turn because if I go my next round, then they're going to attack and they're going to counterattack that. So I would wait and then wait to them until they put something down and then I'll, you know, use my card, remove their card and take that spot.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember that you can pass on your turn. So maybe that's a good strategy to look into. It's like pause, see what they do. Mm-hmm. What they put down, and because the game always makes you go first, right?
Yeah always.
So like in a sense they're always going to watch what you do,
and I like putting the wolf in the middle because again it gives you the best spaces once you put them in the middle. That one, and I think the squirrel is also a good one to put in the middle. I don't know their names.
Yeah, I was messing with my deck a little bit. I was literally playing like for like 30 minutes the other night, just like 30, 40 minutes just pass on like one person trying to be. I'm like, geez, like I'm playing a game within a game, but it's very fun. They did a good job. It's similar to if you guys played Witcher 3, Gwent, you know how like they had a game within the game. Very similar.
It's 5 minutes, like less than 5 minutes each round. You know, it's very quick.
Yeah. But you do like 10 rounds if you don't win. You're trying to win. Let's take a pause from news. By the way, if you guys are enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, please drop a review and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duke community by joining our Discord server where friendships are truly built through gaming. Let's get back to the news. Kelv, read us through what's happening with PS5 and the new hardware update.
PS5 hardware update is now available. Update 9.00 details improves controller mic quality and controller speaker function. Excuse me, users can now adjust the power light indicator on the console, and in share screen, you can now use pointers and emojis when watching gameplay. Little update.
Oh,
not bad.
I like that.
I like it. Not bad.
I like little cool
features that they add. I feel like this generation, like the PS5, for example, hasn't really gotten major updates. I remember back in the PS3 era, the PS4 era even, where I would be super stoked for an update because they would add something like really cool, you know. This generation, I haven't had that feeling, you know. I haven't had that like, oh my God, I can't wait for update, you know, 2.0 because that one's going to have I remember trophies was a huge thing when PS3 never came, like, didn't have trophies when it first, you know, released. And it was not until later down the line where they put in trophies, and that was a major update. I was so excited for that, dude. Super excited for that. So I haven't had that feeling for any of the updates recently.
Even a Discord one? I feel like that was the biggest one so far.
That was the biggest one. But again, they kind of dropped the ball on that one because it wasn't as fleshed out as we wanted it to be. It works. You know, it does what it needs to do. But yeah, I wish it was integrated into the UI. But hey.
I will say I do appreciate how seamless the PS5 does work sometimes, though. Like, from the jump, the fact that it had, like, the share screen and you can play the other person's game.
That's how we played that Silent Hill game.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying I watched you. Yeah, I watched it through you doing it. I'm saying I didn't play it. You played the entire time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Like, with that feature, you were able to just watch me play almost as if, like, we were, you know, like, on our computer on Discord or in the same room or something, you know, which was great.
But I'm saying I could have taken control of the game.
Right. Yeah.
But I obviously never did it because I'm a little bitch when it comes to scary games.
But it's one of those features that no one talks about, but it's underrated, dude. It's super underrated.
Yeah. Like, you could get a game or something, and I'm like, I kind of want to try this game. Like, that's the ultimate thing where I was like, here, have me play this game. This looks interesting. Here's a controller. Go play it for a little bit on my console. Like, that's cool to me that you can just do that.
Underrated.
Very underrated. Let's get into our last piece of news here, guys. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown is getting a DLC. Ubisoft content coming later this month. Warrior's Path. Warrior's Path. Almost a Warrior Within.
Close.
The first free piece of content will include a speedrun mode, a permadeath mode, new outfits for the game's protagonist, Sargon. I feel like we're living in such, like, a world where 2D games are coming back, and that's, like, they're super popular now, and I'm here for it. And I like that they're pushing content to this game. Mm-hmm. We're also getting a Spring Rush 2024. In Spring 2024, we're getting a Boss Rush mode and more costumes. In Summer, we're getting the Divine Trials, which will add new combat, platform, and puzzle challenges, as well as new amulets, outfits, and more. Finally, in late 2024, there'll be a new story DLC. So there's a lot going on for Prince of Persia. A lot.
Surprisingly, because from what I heard, this game didn't sell to their expectations. It was like 300,000 or something, and it was kind of on the lower side. So for them to continue pushing content and DLC, that's fantastic. Again, push this, you know, push content out there for games like this, because these games deserve that content. These games are such a gem, right? A diamond in the rough is what they say, right? And there's times where you don't necessarily get these games often, right? And it's nice that Ubisoft is kind of deviating away from the usual and kind of giving us these Prince of Persia's, like, you know, side scrollers, and changing the Prince of Persia formula a little bit, you know, or going back to its roots, I guess, right? So it's nice that they're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're kind of going away from the third person. I mean, I know for the longest time there has been a Prince of Persia remake or not remake, but what's what we're looking for?
Yeah, like, it's a remake, right? It's not a remaster.
Is it a remake or a remaster? I don't know. Remake or remaster. But they're basically trying to build a thing, and that thing has been, like, in limbo forever. So I'm glad, like, at least this got to see the light of day. And if people don't get this game, they're not gonna make games like this anymore. They're not gonna take these, like, risks that are, like, you know, it feels different. So I do want to play this game because I did enjoy it when I was playing it, but it's just not right now game for me, you know?
Yes, for sure. I want the Ubisoft that made Child of Light, you know, like, I love that game so much. I always talk about it. It's such a phenomenal game. Bring that Ubisoft back, you know? I loved when they were kind of just experimenting and trying different things, and that's kind of like when they started going into the kind of indie 2D scroller route. That would be really cool if they kind of went back to that and had another dedicated team to focus on just that.
And I think you can actually get Prince of Persia on sale now for like $30, I think. I think it's like on sale, pretty cheap.
It is on sale, yes. Yep.
Yeah. And if you do like their like Ubisoft Play or Plus, whatever it's called, their subscription service thing, I'm pretty sure you can just play The Lost Crown for free. Not free, but it's part of your subscription.
I'm they over do subscriptions, have... man. Unless you're doing something crazy stupid, I can't get another subscription. I have like 10.
I actually just did a list of like a bunch of subscriptions that I have, and I'm going to be nixing a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to be just like murdered. And I'm like, do I need it? Nope. Okay. I don't. Do I use it like every single day? If I don't, I'm good.
Right? What are your top like two subscription services that you use? Including like movies, like shows and stuff.
Okay. So the one that I really can't get rid of, I think it would be tough to get rid of, is Spotify.
I didn't even think about that one. Yeah.
Every single day. And also Jess uses it. It's $15 a month for both of us.
Same.
That'll be hard. I could probably go to Apple Music. Cause I know they have, lossless on there. Like they have it where the music quality is really good. Netflix is getting out of hand right now. Netflix is kind of
crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's not. And then the fact that you can't even share it with like other people now, it's stupid. Like, yeah, I would say Netflix I'm probably going to get rid of. Amazon, I do the monthly thing. I don't do the yearly thing, which I really should just do the yearly thing because stupid.
For Amazon? Like, I think
it's like $16 a month. But like, I don't really use Amazon Video. I don't really use it unless to watch like The Boys or Invincible. That's literally right. The only two shows I'd watch on it. I don't really order a ton off Amazon anymore. I don't know if you still do, but I don't order a ton off Amazon. Yeah, it's really the biggest ones. I probably would be Netflix and Amazon. I want to get rid of.
That's interesting because I think Netflix for me is one of the big ones. I can't get rid of Netflix.
Well, you have kids and stuff, and they have a lot of stuff on there.
They have a lot of stuff that's very just a lot of like bingey shows that I like to watch. So it's hard to get rid of that. It's hard to get rid of Spotify. I don't think I'll ever get rid of Spotify just because it's such a, you know, it's embedded in my phone. Like everything, every time I use my phone, Spotify. more than likely I'm going on Spotify. And yeah, those are the two big ones. If I have to remove anything, it would probably be. See, we just got Disney Plus, and I don't want to get rid of that because of the kids.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's hard.
Hulu? Would you get rid of Hulu?
We have Hulu, but we did like the Disney Plus and Hulu kind of
okay.
bundle. So we have both of those. But. Yeah, man, it's so tough.
And Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. I don't have PlayStation Plus. I have it both. Anymore. Yeah, I don't do it. I'm gonna probably not re-up on my Game Pass one, just until I beat Final Fantasy.
Good. And,
yeah, because I know Persona's on it, but I can always get it again. And yeah, so
it's tough.
I don't know where we're going with that. We're just talking about subscriptions and how crazy.
Just subscriptions and how ridiculous and how many we have. You know.
Guys, that wraps it up for today's episode. Please go to gamingduopod.com. There's some merch there. Take a look at it. Buy a nice tank top. It's getting nice. That was beautiful. I was like 65 degrees. It was beautiful. Do that. Also, please leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We would really appreciate that. It really helps us out. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See ya.
See ya.